שכוח. בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום. תזכור של ברות נעימות וטובות. This coming Shabbat is this coming parasha is a little bit stickle scary. Yeah, it's we read there's a lot of things that we learn this week's parasha, but you have the berachot and the tochachot also in this week's parasha. Chetz klalot, 98 klalot. It's very very scary. Gemara in Masechet Megillah says that the Chachamim were metaken in, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, they finished the Torah once every 3 years. But in Bavel, they finished reading the Torah once a year, like we do. They were metaken every year, Kitavo v'nitzavim, to be read when? Because they both have klalot in them, tochacha. When do we read them? Before Rosh Hashanah. Mama, tichle shana v'kilaloteha. So that the year and all of its klalot come to an end. And Baruch Hashem, Yishtabach Shem, I got a little injury last week in the mountains. I was so happy. My wife asked me, normally fell on the head. Makara said, no, this is exactly tichle shana v'kilaloteha. All the klalot, achshav ba'im, and then get to start off the year. Rezat Hashem, shah tovah mutzlachat, betovu v'na'imim.
It's better not to have any klalot, even at the
end. Kapalat avanot, money has to. You get a fight, yeah? He says, so now, chashadet la'akadosh baruch hu da'avid dina bela dina. Remember what the chachamim told Rav Huna? You're choshedi. You suspect the Kadosh Baruch Hu for meeting out judgment inappropriately. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaMishpat. So, Rabotai, as we get ready for, you know, we're almost towards the tail end of Chodesh Elul, coming on to Yom Adin, beginning Shnat HaShemitah, Tavshin Pei Bet, Shnat HaShemitah. You know, the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah gives a formula how to be zochet. There's a very, very famous shmuz from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichot Musar about how to be zochet b'yom adin. You know, if a person was on trial and his life was on the line, or his freedom, or, you know, whatever it is, what wouldn't he do in order to get something, to be able to do something to get him off the hook? Is there any expense that he would spare or any effort that he would spare to get himself off the hook? Of course not. He would do everything. Unfortunately, not everybody see, or even if they know subconsciously, but sometimes they don't really connect to the fact that Rosh Hashanah is Pikuach Nefesh. You know that? Rosh Hashanah is Pikuach Nefesh Mamash. Sakanat Nefashot Mamash. What do I mean by that? Huh?
Life and death is decided on that day.
So Rosh Hashanah is life and death. You know anybody who passed away this past year?
Yes.
You know that, nachon? We all do. You know when that was decided? Last Rosh Hashanah. Shem Menachem Yatzim. So it's a very life and death situation. People don't realize. People go around, v'zeh, smechim, that. Nachon, you have to be happy on Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Tov, aval ma? Emat adin, efa pachad? Pachad!
You say that only you are supposed to accept the old Malchut Shemayim, Shetu.
Nachon, but it's a combination.
What are we doing?
The tour, the tzadik, nachon, the tour writes in the beginning of Ilchot Rosh Hashanah, Sematav Kuf Pe'alev. He says that the reason why we eat food and we dress nicely and it's not a fast day on Rosh Hashanah, why? Because after we chuzer b'tshuva and we accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kingship, lefi shebetuchim she'aseh lanu nes, we then have this bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to judge us v'ezat Hashem chaim tovim shalom. Now, that being said, who doesn't want, if the judge told you, listen, I have an out for you. I have something that you can do to get you off the hook. Would you do it? But that says the Gemara, the judge tells us. Hashem says, listen to this. Gemara Roshana Yudzayin. Amar Rava. Kol ha-ma'avir al midotav, ma'avirin lo al kol pesha'av. Anybody who, sheneemar, nose avon ve'ovir al pesha. Lemi nose avon, lemi she'ovir al pesha. Which means, and Rashi explains, I'll explain soon, en midat ad-din medakdeket achareim, ela manachtan ve'holechet. What is it that we fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many midot. Nachon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many different midot that he acts with. That's the whole Tomer Devorah is based on that. Which midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are we most terrified of? Din, Gvura. Nachon? Mishpat. Why? If everything was chesed v'rachamim, mitzuyan. But what comes to punish us? Din, Gvura. Gvura. Nachon? Even midat ha-din, you remember when Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they painted the doorposts with the dam of the Korban Pesach. And therefore, the Malach HaMashchit passed over their hands, skipped over, nachon? There's something else that we can use, so to speak, as this blood that makes the Midat HaDin pass us over. What's that? Ma'avir al Midotav. When a person lets things go, he doesn't necessarily take, you know, people naturally. They have natural tendencies. It's part of being a human being. Somebody hurts you. Somebody does something to you, says something about you, says something about your family. You know, whatever it is, hurts you.
How about teaching people a lesson that don't need to do it with their own good, so they have a good thing.
That's another issue of chinuch. You know, we're not here to be mechanech people. We're here to be mechanech our children. Zil. Nobody else, not even our wives, not our parents, not a, there's a mitzvah lechanech et banav uvnotav. That's it. Not more. Not the wives, and certainly not anybody else. You're not the, and Talmidav. Talmidim is harem kevanim, right? Talmidim is like banim. His children and Talmidim, zil. No more chinuch. Zil. Now, and not only that, when your children grow up to a certain age, and the Talmidim also, stop. Stop. You don't have a chibub anymore. Leave him alone. Now.
What age is this?
You already said there's a role?
When you musar, but chinuch not necessarily.
Huh?
No, when he grows up and he's already on his own, he's a mentera, let's speak. Zil. Now, there's different shitot in the poskim, 13, 15, there's different shitot. Now, there's even the Gemara says in the Moed Katan, that a person who, you know, we don't advocate for this anytime, but a person, chas v'shalom, hits his son past a certain age, over alav, mishum, if not even loteten michshol, because he might hit him back. Now, mikol takshi, the Gemara says. Now, anyway, mikol makom, rabotai, when a person doesn't take things so, you know, to heart, let's it go. Shotek, there's a Gemara elsewhere. Shabbat, daf lamed aleph, it's a Gemara in Gitin lamed vav. Hane'ilavim ve'inam olvim, shom'im chirpatam ve'inam ashivim. Person who gets insulted but doesn't answer, he hears his, you know, people speaking ill of him and he lets it go. Aleim ha'katuv omer ve'o'avav ketzet ha'shemesh v'vratzo. Wonderful. Doormats are tremendous zechut. When a person is able to...
Hashem wants for you to be a doormat?
In most situations, yes. Because sometimes...
If they're robbing for the Torah?
That's a different story. But in general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be doormats. That's true. In this sense. Not to be like a loser, you know what I'm saying? But because we're very used to Western society. Western society, you know, when somebody insults you or whatever, to be macho, to answer back, whatever, that's considered what? Cool. If you don't answer back, what do you consider? You're a wimp, you're a loser. That's so antithetical to the Torah. The Torah says don't answer back. Ezo gibora koveshet yitzro. What's yitzro? Yitzro tells you answer back, knock him out. You know, you have the last word. Ezo gibora koveshet yitzro. That's a real gibor. Kol ma'avir al midotav, ma'avir no kol pshav. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, let everything go. You know, a few, the Gemara, such an interesting Gemara. Masechet Sanedin Tzadi Bet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Amar bil Azal leolam have kavel veqayam. Amar bizera afanana mitanena bait afel en pochtchim bochalonot lirot nigo." Which means, the Gemara says, Rabbi Azal says, "Be anav and you'll live." Right? Where does not answering back come from? It's midat anava, it's humility, and then you'll live. He brings the ayah. The Gemara brings the ayah from what? Let's say a house has tzaraat. Tzaraat abayit. In certain situations, when a house gets tzaraat, what do you have to do?
Take
everything out, knock it down. It's a tremendous financial loss. Says the Gemara, what happens if the house is very dark, dim, not well lit? Do we install lighting and open windows to be able to see the tzaraat? No, the Gemara says, bait afel, here, bait afel in potchim lo chalonot. And Rashi says, what happens? The dimness and the dankness of the house saves it from tzaraat. Even if it vadai has tzaraat. But because of the dimness over there, the kohen can't see it. What's the halacha? Tahor. Says Rashi, what's the lesson? What do you say from here? When a person's dim, when a person's quiet, there's not so much limelight, whatever it is. Even if there's avonot over there, what happens? Hashem sweeps it under the rug. And in general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sweeps nothing under the rug. Kula omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatran, yivateru chayav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sweep under the rug. He's mochel v'soleach, but he doesn't sweep under the rug. You know when he does? Only one time. When a person's ma'avir al midotav. It's an unbelievable thing. We saw this past week in the Daf. The Gemara says, Daf Mem He, in Sukkah, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Yachonni liftor et kol ha'olam kulo min adin, miyom shenivreti ad ata. Rabbi Shimon says, I myself, with my own zechuyot, I'm able to exempt the whole world from judgment from the day I was created until now. Ve'im Rabbi Elazar b'ni imi, with Rabbi Elazar, my son also, miyom shenivra olam ad ata, from the day the world was created with me. So his zchut ha-Torah. Ve'ilu Yotam ben Uziyahu ha-melech itanu, miyom shenivra olam ad sofo. Says, man, if Yotam ben Uziyahu was a king, Melech Yisrael, if he was with us, we'd be able to exempt the entire world from Midat Adin from the beginning of creation until the end of the world. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Ben Ochanan El also. It's so special. You know, there are many tzaddikim. Lama, what did he do? What did Rashi say?
Anav Me'od. Anav Me'od, his father, no?
Yotam ben Uziyahu. Uziyahu HaMelech got tzara'at miskin. And what? Because of that, he wasn't able to judge. He wasn't able to be king. And really, Yotam, B'chayi Aviv, he became the king. He became the crown prince who became king because his father kind of abdicated from all his responsibilities because Pashut couldn't do it. He never, ever paskin da halacha or was noheg ben malchut when his father was still alive. He would always repeat the halachot of his father. Why? As of kavod. Even though he was gadol b'torah be'atzmo, it was anav me'od. Says Rabbi Shimon.
Your rav or something.
It wasn't necessarily his rav, it was his father. And he was now the king, he was now the shofet. And yet he didn't do it. His midata anavar b'shimon said, there are many, many, many tzaddikim in the world. But like that, very few. Very few. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Why only three? Right? The Gemara says,
Ispakler
Meira, or Olim Birshut, Shelo Birshut, 36, 3, all sorts of different shitot in the Gemara. Nachon? You see, what does midata anavar do to a person? HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, and he's willing to do anything. Even if the person is chole ba'avonot, but he's anav, and he lets things go, and he's not nokim v'notir, and he forgives people, and he doesn't answer back, and he lets things go, Kadosh Baruch Hu mochel lo al avonot, ma'avi rishon rishon. Comes Yom Adin, Hashem says, en chavonot, you go home. Obviously not to say that if even if a person's an anav, that doesn't give him, you know, license to be, you know, Gil'am Arasha. Aval mikol makom, Gil'am Arasha was gaftan. Aval mikol makom means that even if a person has avonot, a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at him, but not under a microscope. Most people on Rosh Hashanah, how does Hashem look at them? Under a microscope, like we look at etrogim. Anav, how does a Kadosh Baruch Hu look at him? Not under a microscope. He passes by, looks at him, seder, chayim tovim shalom, lech. No microscope, no magnifying glass.
So you're saying a person who's not religious, not observant,
I'm not saying.
And at the same time, he's very anav. He might be better off than a very religious person who is medakteh, and is not overall.
So I'm going to tell you a big chidush now. Tishma. I'll tell you a big chidush. You can't be a real anav when you're not shomer Torah.
Not possible?
Not possible. Without limud Torah, without limud Torah, shmirat mitzvot, and limud musar, it's fake anava. It could be. It could be
religious. It did not have this midah.
Who said? A potential. It could be. There's foundations over there to become.
Since shoten.
Aval ma, without limud Torah and kiyum mitzvot. All the midot tovot that a person has are misguided, and therefore they're not considered midot tovot. Torah. Now again, over there it talks about it's different, but it goes the same way. Derech eretz kadmala. People make a mistake. Derech eretz kadmala Torah. So you can't learn Torah until you. It goes simultaneously. It goes hand in hand. You need derech eretz in order to be able to learn Torah. But you need to learn Torah in order to know what derech eretz is. Right here, chilonim say this all the time. Derech eretz kadmala Torah. And you have derech eretz?
Yeah.
You're going to tell me what derech eretz is? What's derech eretz? What's the midah? You understand? It has to be a combination of both. That's the way it goes. Avotai, zeze. That's what we're looking for. And Be'ezat Hashem, that's the case. Tichne shana v'kivinoteha. Tachel shana v'rchoteha Be'ezat Hashem. Shabbat shalom v'orach. Tizkur shem rabot na'imot v'tovot. And thank you for listening. Be well. Tzlach harav. Kol tov.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom.
Gishma kezachim. Gishma kemais. It's called to. Zohara, Shabbat shalom.
How are you?
Shabbat shalom.
Say hi. Akiva is here.
Akiva, tagit Shabbat shalom ata.
Shabbat shalom.